basically what we will be providing is fully integrated supply chain management in the area of tires. They are both land and aircraft tires. It was born of a DOD BRAC initiative coming out of BRAC 2005. The predecessor contract was the Tires Privatization Initiative. This initiative is called the Tires Successor Initiative, and it basically combines the land tires as well as the aircraft tires. And what we will be doing is all forecasting, demand planning, inventory management, distribution, and transportation coordination for delivery of all those tires to DOD end users worldwide.
A couple elements there I'd like to ask you about. The forecasting element is the one that I imagine most folks don't think about when they think about supply chain management, because, as I mentioned, it's not just getting this particular item to this particular location at a particular time. There is a whole body of knowledge that goes into this. Talk about the forecasting element that you're going to be doing for DLA here and that you do for other customers.
Absolutely. As you mentioned, the forecasting is key because what it allows us to do is get the right quantity of tires in pre-positioned inventory points all over the world so that you can meet very stringent delivery requirements in terms of time, logistics response times. From the time you get the requisition to the time it is received by that end user. So a lot of technology goes into it, a lot of communication with the end users. The more communication and the easier that communication is, the better off you are to get the right amount of tires in the right pre-positioned locations to make those requirements.
Tell me about the breadth of this. Where are you going to be managing tires? Is this is just United States, or is this all over the world?
This is worldwide. We have intentions of having three major warehouses at this point.
Another element of this, obviously, procurement's pretty straightforward. Inventory management is an area that, in particular, DOD agencies, but other agencies across government have struggled with from time to time. What does an effective inventory management structure look like in a contract like this, Glenn?
From an inventory management perspective, as I mentioned, it's all about not overspending. In other words, you don't want to have great quantities of tires that have no demand in places and then have those same tires where there is a high demand and you don't have them located there. So you take that demand forecasting and demand planning feature, then you bake it into the procurement of the tires so that you get them in the places that they have to be at the right quantities so that allows you to make your logistics response times.
So that ties really closely with the forecasting piece, because if you're forecasting incorrectly, it doesn't matter how efficiently you deliver too many, you've still delivered too many.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah. As far as working with the Air Force on this, what is their role in making sure that you're getting the information that you need?
That comes through, this is, as I mentioned, a fully integrated supply job in my vernacular. And that what that means is basically we rely on Defense Logistics Agency and their outreach features to generate the proper information, goes through their channels, and then it gets exposed to us. And we take that information and then turn it into a proper end part of that supply chain.
When you're dealing with these kinds of issues, not just for DLA, but for other federal agencies, what elements of that relationship between SAIC and the customer make it easier for you to perform well for that customer?
It's always about trust, and it's always about performance. There's always, when you go into one of these jobs, at least in the beginning, there's always some amount of trust that the customer has to have, that you know what you're doing and that you have a track record of doing this stuff in the past. And then that transitions pretty quickly over to a good partnership approach once you prove to them that you do know what you're doing and you can deliver.